When God formed the universe, the earth emerged as a place of perfection and beauty. At the end of the sixth day, after man and woman had come to crown God's creation, the Lord God looked on all he had done and found that it was very good. Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden. Made in God's image, they were innocent and had no knowledge of evil. Placed in a perfect environment, they had been created to live in close contact and fellowship with God. They were to serve and glorify him by obeying his will and assuming control of the earth. The Lord God gave them only one commandment. They were not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The first couple already possessed everything that was good. God knew that the knowledge of evil would ruin their lives. He warned them that death would be the result of disobeying that one commandment. With this simple test, God gave them the means of proving their love for him through their obedience. As the name of the forbidden fruit indicates, evil existed, although it was not present at the time of creation. God had made all things perfect. Certain passages in Isaiah and Ezekiel shed some light on the origins of evil. It began with the rebellion of one of God's most beautiful and exalted angels. This celestial being was a guardian cherub who had been placed very near God's throne. At first he was blameless, but then his privileges, power, and beauty made him arrogant. He saw himself as God's equal. He even aimed at God's throne. So he was driven out of the Lord's presence and became Satan, the adversary, bringing down with him the angels who had obeyed him and who became fallen angels or demons. Having turned against God, he then turned against man, who had been made in God's image. Taking on the appearance of a serpent, he came to Eve in the Garden of Eden to lure her into disobedience. Blinded by the devil's arguments, she began to doubt God's word. As she looked at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, she was tempted by the pleasant aspect of its fruit, and thought how desirable it was for gaining wisdom and becoming, as Satan suggested, like God himself. So she broke God's law and ate of the fruit. Having fallen herself, she then made her husband fall. Adam was not deceived by the serpent. He was aware of the consequences of disobedience, but he chose to obey his wife rather than God. For Adam and Eve, the first effects of the fall were feelings of shame and fear. They were both naked, but that had never troubled them before. Now, however, with the loss of their innocence through sin, their nakedness made them feel ashamed. They made themselves aprons by sewing fig leaves together. Later, when they heard the Lord God coming to the garden in the cool of the day, they hid themselves among the trees. The Lord called man and said, "Where are you?" Adam replied, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Adam at once shifted the blame onto his wife, the woman whom God, he said, had given him. Eve, in turn, blamed the serpent. Then God pronounced his judgment. The serpent, Satan's instrument, would be cursed above all other animals. It would crawl on its belly, licking the dust and inspiring fear and hatred. "I will put enmity between you and the woman," he said, "between your seed and hers. He will crush your head, and you will bruise his heel." In passing judgment on the serpent, God was passing judgment on the author of evil, Satan. His words, which foretold the war between good and evil, between godly men and ungodly humanity enslaved to Satan, contained a prophecy announcing for the first time the coming of the one who would crush forever the serpent's head at the cost of his sufferings. The woman's seed, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world as the Lord had foretold, to win the victory over Satan at the cross. Then God spoke to Eve and told her that with pain she would give birth to children, and that her husband would rule over her. As for the man, God foretold a life of hard labor. "In the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread," he said. The ground, which had been so fertile, was cursed because of him, and would bring forth thorns and thistles. For both Adam and Eve, their lives would end in death. "For dust you are, and to dust you shall return," said the Lord God. Then God made tunics of skin for Adam and Eve, and drove them out of the Garden of Eden. Next episode, the first family.